AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP the attack on the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was targeted. The AP Sagar Magani reports a source says Paul Pelosi was attacked with a hammer in his home and a suspect is in custody.
The source says before attacking Paul Pelosi, the intruder shouted, "Where is Nancy? Where is Nancy?" She was here in Washington, where she'll speak at an event this evening with Vice President Harris, who tweets she and her husband are appalled by the attack. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says he's horrified and disgusted.
Sources say 82-year-old Paul Pelosi suffered blunt force injuries to his head and body. A spokesman for Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her husband is expected to make a full recovery. An inflation gauge, closely watched by the Federal Reserve, remains high. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
The Commerce Department report shows consumer prices up 6.2% in September over a year earlier. Core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy costs, rose 5.1%. That was faster than in August, though below a four-decade high reached in February. The report also shows Americans willing to spend despite the rising prices. Consumer spending increased 0.6% from August to September, and when adjusted for higher prices, it was still up by 0.3%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Rock and roll star Jerry Lee Lewis, the singer known for his outrageous style and personal life, has died. He was 87. The speculation is over. Superstar quarterback Tom Brady and his supermodel wife, Gisele Bündchen, announced they're getting a divorce. Ukrainian authorities announced further rolling blackouts in and around the country's largest cities amid ongoing Russian strikes targeting energy infrastructure. Russian soldiers are slowly edging closer to a city in eastern Ukraine that they have tried to seize for months. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. The Senate race in Ohio appears to be neck and neck.
Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, a Democrat, no longer holds a comfortable lead over challenger J.D. Vance. They're vying for the seat vacated by retiring Senator Rob Portman. Democratic strategist Dale Butland admits.
In a midterm election, history tells you that the party in power in the White House always loses seats.
J.D. Vance is running on a GOP wave of national discontent with Democrats, expressed by this factory retiree, Dan Font.
The way this current administration is going, I don't think the future looks good.
For voter Amy Hunt, the Democratic agenda is what's needed for the future.
Reproductive rights is huge for us because we have two daughters and we want to raise them in a world where they have the rights that they're entitled to.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The race in Ohio is more competitive than initially expected. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.